Phrasal verbs en inglés. Mira, no tienes que saberlos todos, pero sí vas a querer saber los 100 que te voy a enseñar hoy en este video, porque vas a escucharlos en películas, canciones, por las calles, por todos lados. Y si quieres entender más del inglés hablado, vas a querer entender la gente cuando te habla con estos 100 phrasal verbs. Aparte de enseñártelos, te voy a dar audio para que puedas entrenar tu oído hoy. Si quieres más lecciones enseñándote todo lo esencial para poder hablar y entender el inglés, solo te pido que me avises abajo en los comentarios para que yo sepa cómo te puedo ayudar mejor. Y también, de verdad, para ayudarme a promover este video y este canal, porque no podemos seguir creciendo sin tu ayuda. Ya, empecemos. Si no puedes comunicar en inglés como quisieras todavía, y quieres aprender todas las frases, todas las palabras que vas a tener que saber para sobrevivir en un lugar como Estados Unidos, Canadá, Australia, fíjate en mi entrenamiento de Starter English. Ahí vas a tener todo lo que necesitas, más audio para entrenar tu oído. Bring out.
And let's bring out our first model.
Bring out the birthday cake.
Bring out quiere decir sacar o revelar. Por ejemplo, yo puedo decir, hey, bring out the wine. Es decir, saca el vino, ya, yeah, trae el vino, ¿no? Porque vamos a tomar. O también con una persona, bring him out. Revelar tu amigo o tu amiga que tienes escondido ahí por alguna razón, ¿no? Bring him out. Bring her out, ¿ok? Y nota que aquí el objeto puede ir adentro, bring him out, o después, bring out the wine. Por ejemplo, bring out.
And let's bring out our first model.
And let's bring out our first model.
Bring out the birthday cake. Bring out the birthday cake.
Come along.
Maybe you'd like to come along.
I want to come along too.
Come along quiere decir venir o acompañar, ¿no? Yo voy a la playa, ¿no? I'm going to the beach. Do you wanna come along? Voy a la playa, ¿quieres venir? ¿Quieres acompañarme? Do you wanna come along? Come along. Along. Reduciendo la primera sílaba ahí. Along.
Maybe you'd like to come along.
Maybe you'd like to come along.
I want to come along too. I want to come along too.
Look after someone.
Does someone look after you?
You have to look after them.
Look after someone quiere decir cuidar a alguien. Por ejemplo, tienes un hijo de 15 años, los otros niños de 5 o 6 años, no sé, y tú dices al niño de 15 años, look after your brothers and sisters, okay? Look after them. I'm leaving. Tienes que cuidar a tus hermanos porque yo me voy, okay? Look after. Look after. After, okay? Look after.
Does someone look after you?
Does someone look after you?
You have to look after them.
You have to look after them.
Deal with.
You go deal with your family.
Can you deal with that?
Deal with quiere decir lidiar con o resolver algo. Normalmente estamos hablando de una situación, un problema, ¿no? I'll deal with it. Yo me voy a encargar, yo voy a lidiar con ese problema, ¿ok? I'll deal with it.
You go deal with your family.
You go deal with your family.
Can you deal with that?
Can you deal with that?
Come back.
I could come back if you're not ready.
I'll come back.
Come back quiere decir volver o regresar a un lugar donde ya estabas, ¿no? Estoy en la casa, voy al trabajo, llamo para mi esposa, digo, I'll come back after work. Vuelvo después del trabajo, ¿no? Come back. Come back.
I could come back if you're not ready.
I could come back if you're not ready.
I'll come back. I'll come back.
Go back.
I go back to Seagate.
Go back to Bulgaria.
Go back regresar a un lugar. Pero ojo acá, ¿cuál es la diferencia entre come back, go back? Te di el ejemplo con come back, tú estás en casa, ¿no? Eres mi esposa, y yo digo, yo ya fui de la casa y yo te estoy llamando, I'll come back, ¿ya? En este caso, con go back, estamos en un lugar y te estoy diciendo a ti que regreses a un lugar donde estabas, ¿no? Por ejemplo, can you go back to John's office and tell him, pa, 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 pa. Puedes regresar a la oficina de John y decirle o dile, ta, 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 ¿ok? Go back. Go back.
I go back to Seagate. I go back to Seagate.
Go back to Bulgaria.
Go back to Bulgaria.
Give something away. Quiere decir donar o regalar.
She made my father give my dog away.
I'm sorry, we don't just give stuff away.
Por ejemplo, give, un noun phrase acá, my old clothes, mi ropa vieja, my old clothes away. I'm going to give my old clothes away. Voy a donar mi ropa vieja, ¿no? I'm going to give my old clothes away.
She made my father give my dog away.
She made my father give my dog away.
I'm sorry, we don't just give stuff away.
I'm sorry, we don't just give stuff away.
Get up.
I get up around 5.
What time we get up?
5 a.m.
Get up, vinculando, get up. Levantarse o en el sentido de levántate, ¿no? Hey, get up, es decir, párate, levántate. O el uso más común, I get up at 6 o'clock. Me levanto a las 6 de la mañana, ¿no? Usando la R suave de español, get up, get up.
I get up around 5.
I get up around 5.
What time we get up?
5 a.m.
What time we get up?
5 a.m.
Check in.
We have to check in at the House of Blues by 7.
Okay, I'm going to check in at the hotel.
Check in, registrarse. Registrarse en un hotel, un lugar así, un evento donde se tiene que registrarse. We have to check in, tenemos que registrarnos, at 5 o'clock. We have to check in at 5 o'clock.
We have to check in at the House of Blues by 7.
We have to check in at the House of Blues by 7.
Okay, I'm going to check in at the hotel.
Okay, I'm going to check in at the hotel.
Check out.
Girls check in, but they don't check out.
When did he check out?
Check out, desocupar el cuarto, salir, pagar la factura, ¿no? Nota acá, check out, vinculando, check out.
Girls check in, but they don't check out.
Girls check in, but they don't check out.
When did he check out?
When did he check out?
Speed up, quiere decir acelerar.
Speed up!
Hey, Chuck, speed up, man, they're gonna pass us.
Speed up. Quiere decir acelerar, ¿no? Están en un auto manejando, alguien está manejando muy, muy lento y estoy tarde. Yo voy a decir speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up.
Speed up, speed up.
Hey, Chuck, speed up, man, they're gonna pass us.
Hey, Chuck, speed up, man, they're gonna pass us.
Go on.
She will go on asking questions.
This could go on for hours.
Go on quiere decir seguir o continuar, ¿ok? Y puede ser en el contexto de, por ejemplo, tú me estás contando algo y paras de hablar, estás pensando mucho, yo digo, go on, go on, como sigue, sigue, sigue con tu cuenta. O un ejemplo como tuvimos un encuentro del trabajo y duraba tanto que estábamos muriendo ahí, y yo digo, oh, it went on, pasado, ¿no? Ya pasó. It went on for hours. Seguía, continuaban ahí por horas en el encuentro, ¿ok? Go on, go on.
You will go on asking questions.
You will go on asking questions.
This could go on for hours.
This could go on for hours.
break in.
Stifler did break in here.
I need some time to break in.
Break, romper, in, como adentro. Lo usamos normalmente para hablar de entrar en un lugar ilegalmente. Someone broke in my house. Alguien entró a mi casa ilegalmente. Ojalá que no estuviera ahí, ¿no? Pero break in. Break in.
Stifler did break in here.
Stifler did break in here.
I need some time to break in. I need some time to break in.
Bring up.
You won't hear me bring up her name again.
Well, you bring up a good question.
Bring up quiere decir mencionar, poner sobre la mesa, empezar a hablar sobre X asunto, persona. I won't bring it up. Ni lo voy a mencionar. It acá, la situación, el asunto de lo que estamos hablando, ¿no? I won't bring it up. I won't bring it up. Ni lo voy a mencionar.
You won't hear me bring up her name again.
You won't hear me bring up her name again.
Well, you bring up a good question.
Well, you bring up a good question.
Look, look up.
I'd like to look up a word.
Lois, go get the medical dictionary and look up fork and lung.
Look up quiere decir buscar. Normalmente buscar un pedazo de información, digamos, en un libro, en un diccionario. Si me preguntas, Cory, ¿cuál es la ortografía de X palabra? Yo digo, look it up. Look it up. Búscalo, averigua, ¿no? Hay que averiguar para saber. Look it up. Look it up.
I'd like to look up a word.
I'd like to look up a word.
Lois? Go get the medical dictionary and look up fork and lung.
Lois, go get the medical dictionary and look up fork and lung.
Set up.
I'll set up a meeting and call you.
Call and set up a lunch.
Set up quiere decir organizar, programar. Hey, we should set up a meeting next month. ¿Ya? Deberíamos organizar, programar un encuentro el mes que viene, ¿no? Set up. Vinculando con la R suave, set up.
I'll set up a meeting and call you.
I'll set up a meeting and call you.
Call and set up a lunch.
Call and set up a lunch.
Find out.
We need to find out where he's going next.
Find out where he is.
Find out quiere decir descubrir o averiguar, ¿no? We need to find out the truth. Tenemos que descubrir o averiguar la verdad de lo que pasó, ¿no? Find out. Find out.
We need to find out where he's going next.
We need to find out where he's going next.
Find out where he is. Find out where he is.
Go through.
I can't go through that again.
I will go through everything with you and it'll be okay.
Go through, pasar por. Y muchas veces estamos hablando de un periodo de tiempo quizás duro, ¿no? I'm going through hard times. Estoy pasando por tiempos difíciles, ¿no? Go through. Go through.
I can't go through that again.
I can't go through that again.
I will go through everything with you and it'll be okay.
I will go through everything with you and it'll be okay.
Care for someone.
Because I care for you.
We will care for this child.
To care for someone puede ser preocuparse por alguien o cuidar a alguien, okay? I care for you. Es decir, me importas, ¿no? I care for you. Me preocupo por ti. Y también, he cares for his children. Él cuida, muy bien, ojalá a sus niños, ¿no? To care for. Care for.
Because I care for you.
Because I care for you.
We will care for this child.
We will care for this child.
Take over.
You're trying to take over my action.
I want you to take over the firm.
Take over quiere decir encargarse de o hacerse cargo de algo, ¿okay? I'm going to take over this project. Voy a encargarme ya de este proyecto, ¿okay? Take over. Take over. Take over.
You're trying to take over my action. You're trying to take over my action.
I want you to take over the firm. I want you to take over the firm.
Come out.
We come out here about 4 years ago.
Can Charlie come out and play?
Come out puede ser algo entre venir en ciertos contextos o salir, ¿no? Can you come out and play? Es decir, puede salir para jugar, ¿ya? Imaginando los niños, ¿no? Can you come out? Come out. O can you come out tonight? ¿Puedes salir esta noche? ¿Eres libre? ¿Estás libre? ¿Sí o no? Come out. Come out.
We come out here about 4 years ago. We come out here about 4 years ago.
Can Charlie come out and play?
Can Charlie come out and play?
Mix up.
He won't mix up your names.
People mix up me and my brother all the time.
Mix up. Normalmente usamos para hablar de confundir algo, ¿no? En pasado, I mixed up their names. Confundí sus nombres, ¿ya? Pensé que él era John y el otro era Tony, pero era al revés. Mix up. K, s, k. Nota los dos sonidos del X. K, s, mix, mix, mix up.
He won't mix up your names. He won't mix up your names.
People mix up me and my brother all the time.
People mix up me and my brother all the time.
Work out.
You gotta work out more than once a month.
He must work out.
Work out, hacer ejercicio, entrenar, ¿no? I like to work out. Work out. Work out.
You gotta work out more than once a month.
You gotta work out more than once a month.
He must work out.
He must work out.
Cut off.
I cut off my hair once for money.
They cut off my hair.
Cut off puede ser cortar algo como cabello. I cut off all my hair. ¿Ya? O también puede ser como cortar una relación. ¿Ya? Con un amigo, con una morada, un enamorado. I cut him off. Es decir, ya no hablo más con él ni contesto sus llamadas. I cut him off. Okay? Cut him off. Cut her off. O I cut off all my hair.
I cut off my hair once for money.
I cut off my hair once for money.
They cut off my hair.
They cut off my hair.
Hang out.
You guys should hang out sometime.
Oh yeah, we hang out all the time.
Hang out quiere decir pasar un rato, salir. Can you hang out later? Es decir, ¿tienes tiempo para hanguear? ¿No? ¿Tienes tiempo para salir y quizás comer algo, tomar algo? Hang out. Hang out.
You guys should hang out sometime.
You guys should hang out sometime.
Oh yeah, we hang out all the time. Oh yeah, we hang out all the time.
Warm up.
Let's go warm up, yeah?
All right, we'll go warm up.
Warm up es como calentar. Normalmente antes, por ejemplo, antes de hacer un esfuerzo grande, como vas a correr lo más rápido que has corrido en tu vida, quieres warm up, ¿no? Quieres calentar el cuerpo. También, por ejemplo, si yo voy a intentar hablar cualquier idioma, siempre trato de warm up a mi cerebro ahí con algo de música. Empezar a escucharlo, empezar a escuchar los sonidos, canta quizás un poco, warm up. Warm up.
Let's go warm up, yeah?
Let's go warm up, yeah?
All right, we'll go warm up.
All right, we'll go warm up.
End up.
You'll end up writing your name.
What'd you end up buying?
End up es como terminar, acabar, o hablando del fin de un evento. ¿Qué hacías al fin de ese evento? Un ejemplo mejor, ¿no? Un amigo tenía una fiesta y tú me preguntas, oh, ¿qué tal la fiesta de John? ¿Cómo te fue? Ah, I ended up going home early. Al fin, regresé a la casa temprano. Quizás no me sentí muy bien, ¿no? I ended up, es decir, al final de la noche, de la fiesta, volví a la casa temprano, ¿no? End up. End up.
You'll end up writing your name.
You'll end up writing your name.
What'd you end up buying? What'd you end up buying?
Take off. Take off, quitarse.
Take off your shoes.
Take off your glasses.
Take off your jacket. Quítate la, la chamarra ahí, ¿no? Take off. Take off.
Take off your shoes.
Take off your shoes.
Take off your glasses.
Take off your glasses.
Try on.
I want you to try on some clothes for Travis.
I'm not here to try on a stupid dress.
Try on usamos para poner cosas sobre el cuerpo, normalmente ropa, para ver cómo te queda, ¿no? Oh, try on those shoes. Ponte esos zapatos para ver cómo te queda, ¿no? Try on that shirt. Ya, prueba, pon esa camisa para ver cómo te queda. Try on.
I want you to try on some clothes for Travis.
I want you to try on some clothes for Travis.
I'm not here to try on a stupid dress.
I'm not here to try on a stupid dress.
Get along with.
You get along with your parents.
You have to get along with Toby.
Normalmente más con una persona, ¿ok? Llevarse bien con X persona. Por ejemplo, do you get along with your parents? ¿Te llevas bien con tus padres? ¿Sí o no? ¿No? Get along with. Get along with. Get along with.
You get along with your parents.
You get along with your parents.
You have to get along with Toby.
You have to get along with Toby.
Believe in someone. Creer en alguien.
I believe in him.
I completely believe in you.
Yo puedo decir, I believe in you. Creo en ti en más como creo en tus capacidades, ¿no? I know you can learn English. Yo sé que puedes aprender inglés. I believe in you. Te apoyo, creo en ti, creo en tus capacidades de hacer X cosa, ¿ok? I believe in you.
I believe in him. I believe in him.
I completely believe in you.
I completely believe in you.
Take on. Asumir.
He's agreed to take on the challenge.
I can't take on a project like that.
I can't take on new classes right now. No, no puedo asumir más clases en este momento porque estoy demasiado ocupado. Take on. Take on.
He's agreed to take on the challenge.
He's agreed to take on the challenge.
I can't take on a project like that.
I can't take on a project like that.
Clear up.
There's something we'd like to clear up.
I've come to clear up a point of confusion.
Clear up, aclarar. Normalmente hablando de una confusión de algo, ¿no? We need to clear something up. Tenemos que aclarar algo. Quizás hay una confusión entre nosotros, ¿no? Clear up. Clear up.
There's something we'd like to clear up.
There's something we'd like to clear up.
I've come to clear up a point of confusion. I've come to clear up a point of confusion.
Come down.
The whole house is gonna come down.
Cogswell's building has to come down.
Come down puede ser literalmente venir abajo. Si estamos en una casa con dos pisos, estás arriba, yo puedo decir, hey, come down here. Come down here. Es decir, ven aquí abajo, ¿no? Pero también puede significar derrumbarse. That house is going down. It's going to come down. Esa casa se va a derrumbar todo, ¿no? Come down. Come down.
The whole house is going to come down.
The whole house is going to come down.
Cogswell's building has to come down.
Cogswell's building has to come down.
Stand for.
I stand for what is right.
Support me and what I stand for.
Stand for, apoyar o defender, ¿no? I stand for what is right. Defiendo lo que es correcto, lo que es justo, ¿no? Stand for, stand for.
I stand for what is right. I stand for what is right.
Support me and what I stand for.
Support me and what I stand for.
Carry out.
I can carry out your request.
I must carry out the laws.
Carry out, como llevar a cabo, ¿no? Hacer y completar una tarea o un trabajo. To carry out. Carry out, vinculando. Carry out.
I can carry out your request.
I can carry out your request.
I must carry out the laws.
I must carry out the laws.
Carry on.
I want to carry on fighting.
We let you carry on running around town.
Carry on, seguir adelante. You must carry on. Tienes que seguir adelante. Quizás pasaste por un tiempo difícil, un periodo difícil. Ahora, you must carry on. Carry on.
I want to carry on fighting.
I want to carry on fighting.
We let you carry on running around town.
We let you carry on running around town.
Cut down.
They wanted to cut down a tree.
Cut down a tree.
Cut down, literalmente como cortar abajo, como si fuera un árbol, ¿no? Cortar abajo, cut down the tree. Pero también lo usamos para reducir una acción, ¿no? I need to cut down on my drinking, quizás. Estoy tomando mucha cerveza, no es la verdad, pero si fuera la verdad, I need to cut down on my drinking. Estoy tomando demasiado, ¿ya? Cut down, reducir.
They wanted to cut down a tree.
They wanted to cut down a tree. Cut down a tree. Cut down a tree.
He recently cut down on the smoking.
He recently cut down on the smoking.
I'm trying to cut down on exercise, okay?
I'm trying to cut down on exercise, okay?
Hurry up.
Hurry up!
Hurry up!
Hurry up, darse prisa, ¿no? Hey, hurry up, date prisa, date prisa. Hurry up.
Hurry up, hurry up.
Hurry up, hurry up.
Go by.
You go by the door.
You'd have to go by Dosey's Market.
Go by, pasarse por, ¿no? I'm going to go by the market later. Voy a pasar por el mercado más tarde, okay? Go by.
You go by the door.
You go by the door.
You'd have to go by Dosey's Market.
You'd have to go by Dosey's Market.
Stand by.
Mr. President, please stand by.
It's all right, Travis. Stand by.
Stand by, es quiere decir como estar preparado, ¿no? Espera y que estés listo ahí para lo que va a venir, ¿no? Stand by, stand by.
Mr. President, please stand by.
Mr. President, please stand by.
It's all right, Travis, stand by.
It's all right, Travis, stand by.
Catch up with.
I'll catch up with you later.
I need to go catch up with Captain Singh.
Puede ser ponerse al día con una persona o con un tema en particular, ¿no? I want to catch up with you. Es decir, quiero encontrarme contigo para hablar de cómo has estado, todo eso. O catch up with lo que está pasando en X lugar, ¿no? Ponerme al día con lo que está pasando ahora mismo en X país, en X lugar. Catch up with. Catch up with.
I'll catch up with you later.
I'll catch up with you later.
I need to go catch up with Captain Singh.
I need to go catch up with Captain Singh.
Build up.
So we build up a good head of steam.
You build up the power inside your belly.
Build up quiere decir desarrollar o aumentar algo, ¿no? Build up. Build up.
So we build up a good head of steam. So we build up a good head of steam.
You build up the power inside your belly. You build up the power inside your belly.
Get in. Get in. Quiere decir entrar.
I said, get in the car.
Get in the house.
Get in the car. Entra el auto. Get in the house. Entra la casa. Get in. Get in.
I said, get in the car. I said, get in the car.
Get in the house.
Get in the house.
Turn on. Turn on. Encender.
Turn on a TV. Turn it on.
Turn computer on. Did you turn it on?
Turn on, normalmente más un aparato, ¿no? Turn on the radio. Turn on the TV. Turn on the lights. Turn on. Turn on. Turn on. Vamos a vincular ahí. Turn on.
Turn on a TV. Turn it on. Turn on a TV. Turn it on.
Turn computer on. Did you turn it on?
Turn computer on. Did you turn it on?
Meet up.
Can we meet up?
Could we meet up and talk?
Dicha junta, meet up. Meet up. Reunirse. Can we meet up? Can we meet up? Could we meet up and talk? Could we meet up and talk?
Can we meet up? Can we meet up?
Could we meet up and talk?
Could we meet up and talk?
Follow up.
Nothing to follow up.
We'll follow up soon.
Follow up. Follow up. Es como dar seguimiento. I need to follow up with her. I need to follow up with her. Quizás tenemos que seguir hablando sobre un proyecto que estamos haciendo juntos. Tengo que llamarle para ver dónde estamos. Dónde estamos en ese proyecto, ¿ya? I need to follow up with her. Avísame con tu ejemplo en los comentarios.
Nothing to follow up. Nothing to follow up.
We'll follow up soon.
We'll follow up soon.
Break up.
I want to break up.
Do we break up?
Vinculando, break up. Break up. Romper. Normalmente como romper o terminar una relación, normalmente romántica. Did you break up with her? Did you break up with her?
I want to break up.
I want to break up.
Do we break up?
Do we break up?
Let down, let down, let down, decepcionar.
I've let people down, let myself down.
I let him down.
Don't let me down, don't let me down. Es como decir que no me falles, ¿ya? Quizás los padres van a decir a los hijos, don't let me down, ¿ya? No me falles, no me decepciones ahí. Te estoy dando toda mi confianza que terminas esta cosa. Don't let me down.
I've let people down, let myself down.
I've let people down, let myself down.
I let him down. I let him down.
Blow away.
You blow me away.
Blow me away!
Here we go!
Blow away. Blow away. Es como sorprender a alguien o impresionarles de una forma grande. Puedes pensar de algo como explotando. Blow. Oh, wow. You blew me away yesterday. Con tu presentación, quizás. Blew, pasado. Blew me away. Blew me away. No podía creer lo que estaba viendo. You blew me away yesterday.
You blow me away. You blow me away.
Blow me away!
Here we go!
Blow me away!
Here we go!
Come up with?
I'll come up with something.
She's come up with nothing.
Come up with? Come up with. Come up with. Es como ocurrirse algo, una idea o idear algo, ¿no? Yesterday, I came up with, pasado, I came up with a great idea. Yesterday, I came up with a great idea.
I'll come up with something.
I'll come up with something.
She's come up with nothing. She's come up with nothing.
Run over.
Repeat. Shot and run over.
Are you crazy? You almost got yourself run over.
Run over. Run over. Run over. Atropellar. He ran me over with his bicycle. Yeah? He ran me over. Me, el objeto ahí en medio. Ran me over with his bicycle.
Repeat. Shot and run over. Repeat. Shot and run over.
Are you crazy? You almost got yourself run over. Are you crazy? You almost got yourself run over.
Pull out.
Pull him out. Pull him out now!
Okay, now pull out.
Pull out. Pull out. Retirar o sacar algo. Un ejemplo, I need to pull out of the deal. Voy a sacarme del trato. No, no puedo seguir con el trato. I need to pull out of the deal.
Pull him out. Pull him out now!
Pull him out.
Pull him out now!
Okay, now pull out. Okay, now pull out.
Put on. Put on.
Put on your pants.
Put it on. Put it on.
Put on. Put on. Put on. El significado más común con put on es poner algo. No, put on the hat. Put on the shirt. Yeah, put on your pants. Put on your shoes, etc. Put on.
Put on your pants.
Put on your pants.
Put it on, put it on.
Put it on, put it on.
Screw up.
So don't screw up.
I didn't screw up.
Screw up. Screw up. Estropear o equivocarse. He screwed up. He screwed up. Quizás él estaba trabajando en un proyecto y lo equivocó grande de una manera and he se arruinó todo. He screwed up. O se equivocó de una forma. He screwed up.
So don't screw up. So don't screw up.
I didn't screw up. I didn't screw up.
Cheer up.
Come on, cheer up, McCann.
Cheer up, beautiful people.
Cheer up. Cheer, ear, ear, como ear, oreja. Cheer up. Cheer up. Es como anímate, yeah? Cheer up. You look sad, cheer up. You look sad, cheer up.
Come on, cheer up, McCann. Come on, cheer up, McCann.
Cheer up, beautiful people. Cheer up, beautiful people.
Pass, pass out.
I'm gonna pass out.
Will you watch me pass out?
Pass out. Pass out. Desmayarse. He was walking and all of the sudden, he passed out. He was walking, and all of a sudden, he passed out. Passed out.
I'm gonna pass out. I'm gonna pass out.
Will you watch me pass out? Will you watch me pass out?
Cheat on.
You cheat on your husband.
Anyways, I don't cheat on Linda.
Cheat on. Cheat on. Cheat on. Engañar o traicionar. He cheated on his test. He cheated on his test. Otro muy común, he cheated on his wife. Ya, yeah? Traicionó su esposa. O se puso los cuernos. He cheated on his wife.
You cheat on your husband. You cheat on your husband.
Anyways, I don't cheat on Linda. Anyways, I don't cheat on Linda.
Hang up. Hang up. Colgar.
Hang up your aprons and line up over here.
And if you feel comfortable, hang up your coat.
Hang up your jackets. Hang up, hang up, hang up your jacket. Hang up your jacket.
Hang up your aprons and line up over here.
Hang up your aprons and line up over here.
And if you feel comfortable, hang up your coat. And if you feel comfortable, hang up your coat.
Show up. Show up, aparecer.
She'll show up.
She didn't show up.
She didn't show up for work today. She didn't show up for work today.
She'll show up. She'll show up.
She didn't show up.
She didn't show up.
Look forward to. Look forward to, normalmente más verbo en. Look forward to esperar.
I look forward to your love.
I look forward to meeting him.
I look forward to seeing you next week. I look forward to seeing you next week.
I look forward to your love.
I look forward to your love.
I look forward to meeting him. I look forward to meeting him.
Stay up.
Don't stay up too late.
They're allowed to stay up late.
Stay up. Stay up. Quedarse despierto. No dormir. Los padres pueden decir a los niños, don't stay up too late. Don't stay up too late.
Don't stay up too late. Don't stay up too late.
They're allowed to stay up late. They're allowed to stay up late.
Count on.
You see, we knew we could count on you.
You can count on me.
Count on. Count on. Count on. Contar con alguien. Ya, confiar en alguien. You can count on me. You can count on me. You can count on me.
You see, we knew we could count on you. You see, we knew we could count on you.
You can count on me. You can count on me.
Pass down. Pass down. Transmitir.
And the hope is that you pass that down.
It's what you pass down to your children and your children's children.
The disease is passed down from mother to daughter. It's passed down. Passed down.
And the hope is that you pass that shit down. And the hope is that you pass that shit down.
It's what you pass down to your children and your children's children.
It's what you pass down to your children and your children's children.
Let go. Let go. Let go.
You gotta let him go.
Let her go.
Dejar algo ir o soltar algo. Y puedes, normalmente tener un objeto en medio. Let her go. Déjala ir. Yeah. Let him go. Let them go, etc. O a veces también, let it go. Déjalo ya. Deja de pensar en ello. Déjalo afuera de tu vida. Let it go. Let it go.
You gotta let him go. You gotta let him go.
Let her go. Let her go.
Bargain for. Bargain for.
I tried to bargain for a life.
So I had to bargain for it for about 2 weeks.
You need to bargain for a good price. Negociar, yeah? You need to bargain for a good price.
I tried to bargain for a life.
I tried to bargain for a life.
So I had to bargain for it for about 2 weeks. So I had to bargain for it for about 2 weeks.
Figure out.
If he'll figure out something's wrong.
Figure it out, Gay Dean. Figure it out.
Figure out. Figure out. Descifrar o descubrir, yeah? I need to figure out what she wants. Tengo que enterarme o descubrir, disculpa, lo que quiere ella. I need to figure out what she wants.
If he'll figure out something's wrong.
If he'll figure out something's wrong. Figure it out, Gay Dean. Figure it out. Figure it out, Gay Dean. Figure it out.
To get rid of. Get rid of, deshacerse de alguien o algo.
You need to get rid of your glasses.
You have to get rid of the chair.
I'm going to get rid of this hat. Voy a deshacerme de este gorro. No me gusta para nada, lo voy a tirar. Yeah. I'm going to get rid of this hat. También usamos mucho get rid of him. ¿Qué quiere decir? A lo mejor decirle que se vaya. Decirle que se vaya. Al menos que seas un mafioso, ahí significa algo un poco diferente. Pero get rid of. Get rid of. Get rid of him.
We need to get rid of your glasses.
We need to get rid of your glasses.
You have to get rid of the chair. You have to get rid of the chair.
Stay in. Stay in.
Stay in. Hey, come on.
Stay in tonight.
Stay in, stay in. Permanecer adentro de algo. Puede ser adentro de la casa. I'm going to stay in today. Puede permanecerme en la casa. O, hey, stay in the game. No salgas del partido. Stay in. Quédate ahí adentro. Stay in the game.
Stay in. Hey, come on. Stay in. Hey, come on.
Stay in tonight. Stay in tonight.
Round up, reunir.
Round up your cohorts, McPherson.
Let's round the boys up.
Round the crew up.
Let's round up the team. Let's round up the team.
Round up your cohorts, McPherson. Round up your cohorts, McPherson.
Let's round the boys up.
Round the crew up.
Let's round the boys up.
Round the crew up.
Fall behind, fall behind, fall behind, quedarse atrás.
She's your baggage. You fall behind and you're on your own.
He's gonna fall behind looking for Chico.
Because of everything going on today, no puedo decir el nombre, I've fallen behind on work. Because of everything going on today, I've fallen behind on work.
She's your baggage. You fall behind and you're on your own.
She's your baggage. You fall behind and you're on your own. He's gonna fall behind looking for Chico. He's gonna fall behind looking for Chico.
sit back. Sit back.
Sit back and watch the fireworks.
Just sit back and relax.
Sit back. Quiere decir relájate. Sit back. Normalmente con sit back and enjoy the show. Como relájate y disfruta del espectáculo. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Sit back and watch the fireworks. Sit back and watch the fireworks.
Just sit back and relax. Just sit back and relax.
Turn off. Turn off.
Turn off the lights. Turn off that camera.
Turn off. Apaga. Ya normalmente más un aparato, pero ya, un noun phrase ahí. Turn off the music. Ya, apaga la música. Turn off the lights. Apaga la luz. Turn off that TV. Apaga ese tele. Ya, turn off, vinculando. Turn off más el aparato. Ya.
Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights. Turn off that camera. Turn off that camera.
To wash up. Yeah, wash up.
I'm gonna go wash up.
Why don't you go wash up?
Literalmente no tiene sentido, pero ya. Normalmente, wash up es como lavarse normalmente las manos y la cara. Muchas veces antes de comer. Hey, go and wash up. Oye, que vayas a lavarte las manos, la cara antes de comer. Go and wash up.
I'm gonna go wash up. I'm gonna go wash up.
Why don't you go wash up? Why don't you go wash up?
To call off.
Call off your guards.
Let's call off the bet.
O vinculando, call off. Call off. Retirar o cancelar. Tú puedes decir, we are going to call off the meeting. Vamos a cancelar el encuentro, ya no se va a pasar. También, en la forma de retirar, call off your dogs. Quizás alguien tiene sus perros y están tratando de morderte. Call off your dogs. Retira tus perros. Call off.
Call off your guards. Call off your guards.
Let's call off the bet.
Let's call off the bet.
To come across.
We come across my brother.
Come across. Come across. To come across someone or something, yeah, quiere decir encontrar algo o alguien o encontrarse con alguien por casualidad, yeah. I came across this old photo. Me encontré con esta o encontré esta vieja foto. I came across this old photo. Or I came across an old friend yesterday. Me encontré con un amigo viejo, ayer. To come across. Come across.
We come across my brother. We come across my brother.
To stay over.
I'm glad you decided to stay over.
Now let's just let him stay over.
Stay over. Si estás en la casa de alguien y te dicen, do you want to stay over tonight? ¿Quieres pasar la noche acá? To stay over, a lo mejor over the night, yeah? Do you want to stay over tonight? ¿Quieres dormir acá? No te vayas a la casa. You should stay over.
I'm glad you decided to stay over.
I'm glad you decided to stay over.
Now let's just let him stay over. Now let's just let him stay over.
To head back, volver o regresar a un lugar, ¿ya? Yeah?
Head back home.
I'm gonna head back.
I'm gonna head back now. Y ya, voy a regresar. Y a lo mejor a la casa o al lugar donde estuvimos antes, ¿ya? Yeah? I'm gonna head back now. I'm gonna head back now.
Head back home. Head back home.
I'm gonna head back, I'm gonna head back.
To get together.
We used to get together once in a while.
So, why don't we get together sometime?
normalmente seguido por un periodo de tiempo, ¿no? Hey, let's get together tomorrow night. A reunirse, juntarse. Oye, juntamos mañana por la noche. Let's get together tomorrow night.
We used to get together once in a while. We used to get together once in a while.
So, why don't we get together sometime?
To call on. Call on.
You didn't call on me.
I've come to call on it.
Call on. Call on. En este caso es como en el contexto de una clase, ¿ya? The teacher calls on the students. Ok, el profesor o el teacher está ahí. Ok, Annie, sí, dime. Alex, ok, dime. Yeah, I'm calling on the students. Les estoy eligiendo para participar. En un encuentro, quizás también te van a call on. Let's call on Michael. Yeah, ok, Michael, te toca a ti darnos tu opinión. Ok, call on, to call on.
You didn't call on me.
I've come to call on Anne.
Show up, aparecer.
She'll show up.
He'll never show up.
She'll show up. She will. She'll show up. Ella aparecerá. She'll show up. She'll show up.
She'll show up. She'll show up.
He'll never show up. He'll never show up.
Put away.
Put that thing away.
Put your phones away. Put them away.
Put away. Put away. Put away, guardar. Normalmente usado en un orden, ¿no? Put away your phones. Que guarden tus teléfonos ya. Put away. Put away, más el objeto que quieres guardar. Y también, el objeto, your phones, puede ir adentro. They put your phones away. Put away your phones, or put your phones away, okay?
Put that thing away. Put that thing away.
Put your phones away, put them away.
Put your phones away, put them away.
To eat out. A comer afuera de la casa.
Don't eat out.
I just love to eat out.
I just love to eat out. A mí me encanta comer afuera de la casa. To eat out. I love to eat out.
Don't eat out. Don't eat out.
I just love to eat out. I just love to eat out.
Pick up. Pick up.
We better pick up some supplies.
Pick up. También tienen un par de usos acá. Uno muy, muy común es comprar. Comprar. I'm going to pick up some flowers. Okay. Los dos usos más comunes. To pick something up es literalmente recogerlo del piso, ¿no? Or to pick up a child. Lo estoy levantando del piso. I'm picking him up. Pero en el contexto de más como voy afuera, I'm going to go out and pick up some flowers. Yo voy a salir y comprar unas flores. I'm going to pick up some flowers. Do you want me to pick something up for you? ¿Quieres que te compre algo, que te recojo algo ahí de afuera? To pick something up.
We better pick up some supplies.
We better pick up some supplies.
To make up.
Don't make up excuses.
I made it up.
Make up. Make up. Tiene un par de usos, ya. Yeah. El más común creo que es como inventar. Inventar algo. Don't make up excuses. Que no inventes excusas, ya. Yeah. Don't make up excuses. Don't make up excuses.
Don't make up excuses. Don't make up excuses.
I made it up. I made it up.
To fall for. To fall for. Caer en.
You fall for it every time. Don't fall for it.
Puede ser caer en como trampa, ya. Pero también usamos to fall for someone. Okay? Yeah. To fall for a trick, caer en una trampa. Yeah? You fall for it every time. Como te estoy haciendo un broma y siempre te caes ahí en la broma. Yo siempre caes en ella. You fall for it every time. Pero si digo fall for, I fell, pasado, I fell for her. Me enamoré completo con ella, que me desmayé ahí. I fell for her, yeah? I fell for her. You fall for it. You fall for it every time. La trampa, el truco, okay?
You fall for it every time. You fall for it every time. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it.
To get over someone, something.
You will get over him.
I don't want to get over her.
Get over. Get over. Superar. Sobrepasar, superar. Okay? I don't want to get over her. No quiero superarla. No quiero olvidarla. Quiero mantenerme acá en este dolor que siento. I don't want to get over her. No quiero pasar ese dolor. Yeah? Get over.
You will get over him. You will get over him.
I don't want to get over her. I don't want to get over her.
Go on.
You go on and practice.
You should go on.
Go on. Go on. Seguir. Yeah, seguir adelante. Seguir con lo que andabas haciendo. To go on. You go on and practice. ¿Qué sigues practicando ahí? Go on and practice. Go on and practice.
You go on and practice. Go on and practice.
You should go on. You should go on.
To break down. Descomponerse.
My car broke down.
Sorry. Delivery truck broke down.
To break down. Y acá depende si estamos hablando de un objeto como un auto, una moto, bicicleta. De ahí el auto se descompuso, ¿no? My car broke down. Mira, mi carro se descompuso. Pero si estamos hablando de una persona, oh, I couldn't handle it. I broke down. No podía soportarlo más. If I break down, quiere decir que como me descompuso emocionalmente. No sé muy bien cómo decirlo. Tú me puedes avisar en los comentarios. Pero como tuve un ataque ahí de las emociones y no podía hacer nada más, me quedé por el piso llorando, I broke down. Ya no podía seguir viviendo la vida normal en ese momento. I broke down.
My car broke down. My car broke down.
Sorry, delivery truck broke down. Sorry, delivery truck broke down.
Pick on.
Pick on somebody your own size.
They won't pick on you anymore.
Pick on, pick on. Fastidiar o molestar. Uno que vas a escuchar mucho en las películas. Pick on someone your own size. Métete con alguien de tu propio tamaño. Cuando alguien muy grande está molestando a un chico más pequeño, pegándole, dándole cachetadas, lo que sea. Pick on someone your own size. To pick on. O don't pick on me. Que no me estés ahí molestando, tratando de molestar, hacer cosas conmigo. ¿Ya? No me estés ahí fastidiando. Don't pick on me.
Pick on someone your own size. Pick on someone your own size.
They won't pick on you anymore. They won't pick on you anymore.
To get through. To get through something. Atravesar o superar. To get through. Muchas veces estamos hablando de una situación difícil.
We could get through anything.
Eventually, I'll get through.
Ooh, I need to get through this class. Tengo que terminar esta clase. Tengo que ir a través de y terminar la clase porque es muy difícil. Or, we could get through anything. Podríamos superar cualquier cosa. We could get through anything.
We could get through anything.
We could get through anything.
Eventually I'll get through. Eventually I'll get through.
Watch out.
You better watch out.
Watch out for that guy.
Watch out. Watch out. Ten cuidado. Ya, que seas ahí vigilando un poco cuidadoso. También lo usan como amenaza. Hey, watch out. Okay. Oye, ten cuidado. Me estás molestando mucho. Ya no me empujes más. Hey, watch out. Okay. Pero normalmente es como, okay, si te vayas para ahí, watch out. Ya, ten cuidado por ahí. Watch out.
You better watch out. You better watch out.
Watch out for that guy.
Watch out for that guy.
To brush brushes. Si tuvieras pelo, si tienes pelo, brush up.
For the quiz Monday, brush up on chapters 3 and 4.
Well, you should brush up on your Spanish.
Pero, literalmente, no lo puedes pensar así, con los phrasal verbs. Repasar. To brush up. To brush up on something, un sujeto. You should brush up on your French, ¿no? Deberías repasar tu francés, si lo estudiaste una vez, ¿ya? O cualquier cosa que estudiaste en el pasado y ya no lo tienes tan fuerte por falta de uso, you can brush up on el sujeto. To brush up on.
For the quiz Monday, brush up on chapters 3 and 4.
For the quiz Monday, brush up on chapters 3 and 4.
Well, you should brush up on your Spanish.
Well, you should brush up on your Spanish.
To talk down to someone.
Don't talk down to me.
You know, talk down to them.
Hablar con menosprecio. O despreciar a alguien, ya hablar como tú te crees que eres más grande de ellos, estás mirando abajo a ellos. Tú puedes decir, don't talk down to me. No me hables con desprecio, ya. Don't talk down to me. Yo no soy nada menos que tú. Don't talk down to me.
Don't talk down to me.
Don't talk down to me.
You know, talk down to them.
You know, talk down to them.
To go after.
I gotta go after her.
Go after her and apologize.
Go after. Go after someone normalmente. Yeah. Quiere decir como ir detrás de, pero como tratando de perseguirlas, tratando de pararlas para que, no atraparlas, pero ya. Yeah. Un ejemplo mejor. I gotta go after her. Tengo que ir tras ella, pero quiere decir que quizás tenemos una relación, ella se fue porque yo dije algo medio bruto y ella se fue llorando, corriendo, no sé qué dije, pero ya, yeah, I gotta go after her, o ya, yeah, go after her and apologize, ve tras ella y discúlpate, pero tienes que conseguirla, tienes que alcanzar donde ella está para pedir perdón, ¿no? Go after her.
I gotta go after her. I gotta go after her.
Go after her and apologize.
Go after her and apologize.
Give up.
Don't give up.
Never give up on family.
Give up. Give up. Vinculando. Rendirse. Don't give up. No te rindas. Don't give up. Don't give up on learning English. No te rindas con aprender inglés. Don't give up.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
Never give up on family.
Never give up on family.
To fall behind.
We cannot afford to fall behind.
I don't want to fall behind my class.
Quedarse atrás. Y también estar como atrasado en todo. Por ejemplo, I have so much work. I fell behind. Tengo tanto trabajo, me quedé atrás. O estoy atrasado en todo en la vida. Tengo que ponerme al día. I have to catch up. Otro. to fall behind, and to catch up. Fall behind, catch up.
We cannot afford to fall behind. We cannot afford to fall behind.
I don't want to fall behind my class. I don't want to fall behind my class.
Go about.
Just go about your normal routine.
Just go about your daily business.
Go about. Go about your day. Quiere decir retomar o seguir con algo. Just go about your day. Oye, que sigas con tu día. No te preocupes por mí, por lo que andaba diciendo, hablando. Just go about your day. O uno muy, muy común. Just go about your business. Que sigas con el tuyo, con tus asuntos diarios. Que no estés ahí pensando en mí o lo que yo dije. Just go about your business. Go about your business.
Just go about your normal routine. Just go about your normal routine.
Just go about your daily business. Just go about your daily business.
To butt in.
I won't butt in.
I'm not trying to butt in.
Butt in. Butt in, vinculando con la R suave, entrometerse. Don't butt in. Don't butt in, please. Quizás tú estás hablando con tu amigo, ya, y están discutiendo sobre algo, y una tercera persona viene y dice, oye, pero yo pienso, ta, ta, ta. Y dices, hey, don't butt in. Don't butt in, let us talk, ya. No te metes ahí con nosotros, déjanos hablar. Don't butt in.
Grace, I won't butt in. Grace, I won't butt in.
I'm not trying to butt in. I'm not trying to butt in.
To wash up. Yeah, wash up.
I'm gonna go wash up.
Why don't you go wash up?
Literalmente no tiene sentido, pero ya. Normalmente, wash up es como lavarse normalmente las manos y la cara. Muchas veces antes de comer. Hey. Go and wash up. Oye, que vayas a lavarte las manos, la cara, antes de comer. Go and wash up.
I'm gonna go wash up.
I'm gonna go wash up.
Why don't you go wash up? Why don't you go wash up?
Y si quieres saber todas las reglitas de saber cómo y cuándo vincular las palabras en inglés, fíjate en mi mini curso de fluidez, también enlace en el primer comentario. Si llegaste al final, por favor, déjame saber en los comentarios. Y si tú quieres acelerar tu aprendizaje de inglés conmigo, tienes varias formas de hacerlo. Tengo entrenamientos 100% gratis, tengo cursos pagados donde vas a estar trabajando conmigo, con mis profesores, para mejorar tu inglés ya. Voy a dejar todos los enlaces esenciales en la descripción del video y también en el primer comentario de este video. Mil gracias a todos que han venido a Patreon para apoyar este canal. Mil gracias a cada uno de ustedes. Y eso, hasta entonces, espero que estés bien. Chao, chao.